Bishop Chuck, I was listening to a lot of his tapes in the last week and a half, and he said something very interesting. He was on a mission trip in Africa, and they keep really detailed records, and he said of 1,500 people they prayed for, 1,500 people in 6.5 days they prayed for, they had valid proof of 93% healings. 93% healings. And he was asked why. He said, because they don't have a plan B. They don't have a plan B. Americans are very hard to pray for, because we come up to be prayed for and we're already calculating, well, Tuesday I see this doctor and Thursday week I see this doctor, and if those don't work, then I can go to Mayo or I can go to Rochester, or I can do this, or I can do that, and we're already playing the other things, and we got all these plans. Americans are very, very hard to pray for. He said, in Africa, all they got, they've walked 3 hours to a service, they've praised and prayed for 2 or 3 hours in the hot sun, they got one chance, and his name is God. By the way, Father Looker, I was praying yesterday, and you're to go to Africa with Father, with Bishop Jones the next time he goes. You need a total immersion where there's nothing but God. You need to see God, and we as a church need to send him. And your mom and dad can go with you. I don't care, but... I got this word so strong, I went out and told my wife, and she said, really? How is that going to happen? I said, the church has got to send you. I'm going to be calling Bishop Jones and making that arrangement. It'll be a 14-day trip. You'll be sleeping on the dirt. That is a prophetic word of God that came to me at 2 a.m. The other night. So, but anyway, yes. Okay, I just saw her mouth was going. God spoke that so clearly. But here's the deal. God's moving in this house. God's moving among us. God wants to move us up. I saw the Spirit of God moving in Father Looker's life down at Trace Arroyos as never before. But and I love Father Looker, but he needs to take a leap off the intellectual cliff and see nothing but no option but the Holy Spirit, and that's where Africa's going to show him. And I believe that. So that's going to run us $4,000. It's well worth it for this church for him to go. Anyway, that'll be done this year. God works in different ways with different people. And the important thing is that we be ready and willing to listen and to obey when he speaks. See, the leading is both internally and externally. Now, you just saw an external leading by Father Looker from me, but it was an internal with me when God was speaking to me. Okay? Internally, God speaks to us. We never run on just an internal speaking. It's always confirmed. It'll be confirmed if Bishop Simpson, Bishop Jones says no, then I was wrong, and y'all can stone me, because a prophet, if he's wrong, you stone. I don't mind being stoned, because I get to go to heaven. I win. My wife might not like you too much, but I win. I told her if I ever got that close again, don't ask me to come back. I'm gone. I'm just irritating everybody today. Yeah. But internally, we all hear from God. The Word of God says, my sheep hear my voice. Don't ever tell me you don't hear God, because you've called God a liar. My sheep hear my voice. Now, sometimes you might choose not to hear. There are times I don't like what God is saying to me. He always wins. I know none of y'all ever argue with God. I do. He wins. It just takes a little longer to get through my thick head. He'll send BB to me and go, God just spoke to me. I know what you're about to say. You sure you want to talk to me right now? Because I don't want to hear what you're going to tell me. But hear this. God's sheep hears his voice. Then when you have someone say something to you, look for the confirming word. Externally, his word is in the Bible. Now I'm going to tell you something else. Who knows what a bishop is? What? He's also in the church as the representation of Christ. Well, I'm the representation of the bishop. Christ, yeah, I am. The bishop is the head of the church. He is the shepherd. I'm his replacement here. If the bishop walks in here, I go over there and sit down. He's the shepherd. Okay, he's the representation of it. If the bishop comes to me and says, I've been praying and God told me you're to do this, I don't need to go pray. God's already spoken to him. I don't challenge God's authority through him. It's not to the man, it's to the office. Okay? For me to say, well, I got to go pray about it, is for me to question God through the office of the bishop. All right? Now, I can say, God, if you're wrong, you re-speak to him. But all I'm trying to say is there is authority in the church. But God speaks through the church. That's what I'm trying to say to y'all. If a priest comes to you and says, God spoke, you listen, because the priest, it better be accurate. If he's using those words disreverently, he's going to get judged. And that's not a fun judgment. So the leading of the Holy Spirit is both internally and externally. The Bible is spiritual direction. A Christian, I have people, I'm seeking some God advice right now. I'm your priest. I seek godly advice. I went to my bishop. He gave me permission to speak to certain people. I'm speaking some godly wisdom right now. So I've gone to several people. I'm seeking God on some issues. See, I'm doing it according to God. I went to my bishop, and I'm seeking godly wisdom. Because I want to hear God. I want to hear what God is saying. I seek spiritual mature people to make sure I'm hearing what God is telling me. Because I know the Holy Spirit speaks to others, and sometimes I don't like what he says. I'm looking for direction. Not my thoughts, not my feelings, but what God is saying to me. And sometimes the obstacles that get in our way when we want to hear God is our own discontent, our own bondages, our own self-centeredness. Sometimes we have to get out of God's way and we have to go to someone else whom we trust to say, I'm having trouble hearing from God. Can you tell me what God might be saying to you in this situation? Here's the circumstances. I need to hear from God desperately for me, for my family, for this church, whatever the circumstances is. Now go pray about it. Sometimes they'll come back going, I get nothing. Sometimes you get a conveyance of things, and then you got to pray more. But you don't operate until there's a concurrence. One of the things about the Rector's Council, until we get confirmation where we're all saying the same thing. We don't move on things. We have to have agreement with what the Holy Spirit. We don't vote on things. We have to have agreement on what the Holy Spirit is saying before we bring things. It seems like to y'all sometimes it takes a long time. We got to have agreement. We don't come out and talk to y'all about it. We have agreement before we move forward. Guys, we got to wake up. God is saying to us, what is your witness? What are you doing in your home that's counter to your witness of your words in your office? How is your life? You sit in church going, yes, Father, yes, Father, yes, yes, yes. Are you living yes, yes, yes on Monday morning? I had someone tell me, I got to talk this way so people can understand me. No, you don't. You don't have to cuss like a sailor just because you're in an AA program. No. I had someone tell me one time, David, you can't go over and talk to this person because they got to tell dirty jokes and I don't want you to go over there. So I'll intercede and I'll go over here and get your car fixed. I said, no, I'll go over there. So it turned out I had to go deal with this person. And I dealt with him for 30 minutes, not one oath word, not one dirty joke. And the person said, they didn't do this to you? I said, no, they never do. Well, why? I said, because I don't expect it. I don't participate in it. And there's something about me that changes people's behavior. Really? And I said, no. I mean, yes, really. I don't live to that. And I don't expect them to live to that. I've gotten in cars with attorneys. Got in an airport one time in Miami. His attorney had a big 944, 911, whatever the big Porsche is. And by the time we got out of the airport, he had given three oaths and a curse word. I mean, and a dirty joke. We got out of the airport, went all the way to Fort Lauderdale. He didn't tell another joke because he didn't laugh at the first. I didn't say any curse words, and his language immediately changed. By the time we got to Fort Lauderdale, he said, you're different. I went, no, I'm not. He said, but you didn't respond. I said, no, I don't. My language isn't that. See, we can change the environment we're in if we choose to change the environment that we walk into. But if we participate like the world will see us as no difference. Why is the divorce rate in the church the same as the world? Because we don't live to the standards of the church. The church says, don't divorce. Simple. Don't get married until you're sure you're sure that you're going to get married and stay married. It's very simple. I've had people call me, go, I want to get done next week. Can you marry me? No, I can't. Why not? Because it's going to take you 6 months and you're going to have to join our church. Well, I don't want to do that. Well, then go somewhere else. They call me and go, can you do my son next Sunday? Well, we don't have a roaster right now, so we don't do children. Well, I just want them christened. Where do you go to church? Well, we don't. Well, we don't do children unless you're a member of this church, unless you stand under our authority, unless you participate in our covenants, and they don't understand me. There's a reason for that, saints. It says, bring the children up in the way they should go, and they'll not soon depart. These churches, they let you come in and splash them and leave. The kids are done. There's about as much a Christian as my car is out there. Saints, we got to make a difference. I beg you before God this morning, let your yeas be yeas and your nays be nays, and change your style of living. So those at work will say you make a difference. I worked for a group out of Fort Lauderdale. They were going public, so they moved out of Miami because it was a medical group. And if it can be done illegally, immorally, and unethically, it's being done that way in Miami. So they moved 1/2 mile into Fort Lauderdale to change their address. Wow. And they went public. So the boss, I'd be down there, and the boss would want to say, would tell a dirty joke. He'd say, "David, leave the room." And I go, "If you can't tell it in front of me, you probably ought not to tell it." But I'd leave the room. And they'd cackle, and then they'd invite me back in. But then going public cost his marriage. So I'm in his office. He asked everybody else to leave the room and asked me to pray with him. Now, would I have rather been in on the jokes or on the prayer? Didn't save the marriage, but I'd rather been on the prayer. Saints, we've got to make a difference. We've got to say, "Come and see my Lord. Come and see where I reside. Come and see who I am. Because my life is different than what you're going through. Yes, I struggle. Yes, I'm having a hard time. But I serve a God who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And though I struggle, my God will see me through. My God will redeem the moment." And when we listen to the Spirit, we need to fully obey. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.